Well, praise the Lord. This is Pastor Jonathan McKnight. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice, and I will rejoice, and I'm going to be glad in it. I'm so glad to be on this call tonight. I'm just looking at how we so need the prayers, and we need God's protection. We need God's answers. We want to definitely be in prayer. Multiple situations that are happening in our nation, around our world, and we just want to just pray and believe that God is going to do great things in our lives. I'm just glad to have you on this call tonight, believing that God is going to do great things in our life. I'm just grateful unto God for his goodness. I'm grateful unto God for his mercy. I'm grateful unto God for him being who he is to us, and understanding that God is good, not just some of the time. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. And one of the things that I want to talk about tonight before we get into in-depth is that I just want us to thank God for protection. We're living in society now to where I was thinking about blast and you know, other countries, and just understanding that it seems like the wickedness of man seems to me to be elevating to another whole type. And I was thinking about how we were talking on and speaking on this morning on our 6 a.m. prayer call about the authority of prayer. And I've been thinking about that today, and we're definitely probably going to talk about that further. But I just want us to be able to stand on God's promises, stand on God's word. One of the things that I think that is very important and crucial right now is to maintain a solid state of mind, to maintain a solid state of mind. I want you to think about tonight something that I'm going to address, and that is my mind must stay right to win. My mind must stay right to win. And what I mean by that tonight is that there's a certain mindset that you need to have in order to stay stable, in order to think clearly. On this day, before I get into a passage of scripture, I've dealt with a variety of things, of unexpectancies in people's lives. I literally had a family today send me a prayer request about an emergency situation that had just happened. And I'm thinking about how so many times prayer has to help us in situations to where our mind is thinking right. And less than an hour later, situation that they called about, the person transitioned. And I'm thinking about, how do we prepare our mind to be conditioned to the will of God, but yet the realities of life? Our world and our nation seems to be in chaos, and how we program our mind tends to become our own truth. I saw a statement that some of our political leaders said that the coronavirus is under control. Well, unfortunately, if that's your belief system, you are believing a lie. Nothing's under control. When across the world, almost 700,000 people And in the United States of America, it's probably over 155, close to 160,000 people have lost their life. That can't be anything that's under control. But see, sometimes you can almost make your mind become conducive to what you wish could happen or want to happen or believe to happen, so you will not have to deal with the realities of what it really is. If you are going to survive properly, and if I'm going to survive properly in this season, you got to make sure that your mind, which means your consciousness, your thoughts, your perception, your feelings, your memory, even your imagination, must be in tune with thinking like God wants us to think. The news media, social media, and all the different types of media platforms wants to get our mind to think like they want us to think, or perhaps project what they want us to project. Most times, people's truths are their own perception. How they perceive it is actually the truth to them, but not necessarily the truth to God. So tonight, I'm going to literally pray tonight for renewed mind or right thinking mind. When your mind is thinking right, you want what God wants. You want His will. You want His way. When your mind is right, you can believe that God can do anything. When your mind is right, you tend to not just want to listen to what the enemy might be attempting to do. When your mind is right. When your mind is right, man could say one thing, but God can say something else. And you definitely gonna go with what God says. When your mind is renewed, your feelings do not rule situations, but rather you submit to what the Word of God says about those situations in your life. The Bible says in Romans 12, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. When you are conformed to something, that means you have to have the same form, not fashion or character as another. It's when you're in agreement or compliance. It's when you've been shaped by submitting to. So what the scripture says, and do not be shaped by the character of this world, or become in agreement or compliance with the way the world thinks. Do not be shaped by the culture that goes against God. It says, but be ye transformed, which means to be changed and in the form like character of God. When something is transformed, that means usually it's while the function of a thing or condition of a thing change, particularly and especially for the better. So now it brings me to the scriptorial text. Even in this season, we're going to start at Philippians 4, chapter 4, verse 4. Because right now, if you do not make a concerted effort to manage and control how you think, depression, oppression, fear, anxiety, and stress are all waiting to invade your spirit and your life. So now tonight, we need the counter to how we ought to think. It's one thing to have book knowledge. There's a lot of intellectual people, and being intellectual is great. But knowing how to think is better. Passing a test can reveal that perhaps you know a subject, but you don't know the reality of life. And one of the things that I love about this scripture is, in Philippians 4, it tells us how to conquer situations and how to think. Because tonight, the way I see this world is going and the things that are transpiring in our life, you got to be able to let God keep your mind. You got to know what to feed your mind. And you got to know what not to let enter into your mind. So I start with Philippians 4 and 4. First thing I got to do is rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Your posture of gratefulness. You know, and this might upset some people used to it and even sometimes expect it, but it's okay. There are people that just aren't grateful. And gratefulness isn't taught to me like it should be taught. There's this spirit of entitlement that even has transferred to the millennial age and even our children. When we were coming up, we were taught that no one has to do anything for you. And anytime someone did something for you to help you, assist you, feed you, do whatever, you should be grateful. And sometimes ungratefulness to me is disrespect. There's this sense of entitlement. Even with our kids, that they never seem to leave it. They expect it's not enough for you to raise them, not enough for you to feed them, not enough for you to put clothes on their back and a roof over their head. They expect that. They feel like they're entitled to that. When the truth of the matter is, entitlement in some cases never cancels gratefulness. And many adults don't teach their children to be grateful because they themselves are not grateful. They're not really grateful. Sometimes they'll say thank you, or sometimes they'll say appreciate it because they really know they should anyway. But this false sense of entitlement, like the world owes you something. Even like God owes you something. He's already done everything he has to do for us by staying true to his word. But even when God does certain things for some of us, we still aren't grateful. And I'm just amazed. It's a mindset right now. Even with, like, you know, oh, that's the government. They should be doing this. They should be doing that. I understand what you're trying to say, but the truth of the matter is a lot of the people who are talking about what the government should be doing have yet to contribute to helping others, but yet want to receive. I know this is tough medicine, but it's the truth. Surely I'm not talking about our seniors. Surely I'm not talking about people who have donated and gave their life and their legacy and served many times our military and different things. I'm talking about the little jokers. Yes, I said jokers. Little jokers who 18, 19, 20, never worked, barely went to school. Disrespectful, rebellious, and act like life owe them something. That's not the spirit that we need to let move into the future. They figure they can just go up to the teacher, cuss the teacher out, tell the teacher off because the teacher not supposed to do certain things. Well, I understand that. You're right. And I wasn't even planning to talk about this tonight, but I'm just going, since I'm in it, I might as well close it out. You let them sit up and eat at the table. They won't even say thank you. They'll get up, one wash the dishes, leave the plate where it is, and come and eat and go right back in their room. And you continue to let it happen. And what you're doing is you're feeding not only a child, you're feeding a spirit that later they will have to be broken or crushed to come into the reality because their mind is not being programmed correctly. Why did I go there tonight? Only God knows, because somebody has to be dealing with this right now. And the person who is, and I'm going to say this word very cautiously, the victim of non-gratefulness, then bitterness is being set up. And sometimes anger, frustration. And many times, houses are in chaos because people are simply not grateful, who are beneficiaries of hard work. Those lights are on because somebody's paying the bill. The food in the refrigerator because somebody's buying groceries. The water is on because somebody's working to pay the water bill. And this is certain entitlement that bothers me deeply. And people go around as if though God owes them something. Everybody owes them something. But yet they don't want to contribute to others. It's not right. It's not right. I'm just saying, it's not right. You should always be grateful. You should always be thankful. I wasn't planning to teach this like this tonight, but I'm just going to go with what God is saying. The Bible says, in the last days, perilous times shall come. Men will be lovers of themselves more than lovers for God. They'll be unthankful. And they'll be unholy. Scripture says, rejoice in the Lord always. And the reason why I'm pausing is not because I'm looking for something. I'm pausing to try to make us think. Not rushing this quickly. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. If your mind's going to be right, you got to thank him for the small thing. You got to thank him when he's done something, and you got to praise him when it looks like he's not doing anything. But we know he's always doing something. I'm so glad my parents taught me the power of gratefulness. The power that no one has to give you anything. No one has to do anything for you. They're not obligated. But even those that might be obligated to do some things for you, parentally or just friendship-wise, you should be grateful. If you've never been a product of ungratefulness, you don't know how it feels. Because most people who are ungrateful never consider potentially the sacrifice that someone has made for that to happen. It says, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing. You know what that means? Don't be anxious. Don't be so anxious just for certain things to happen. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. My goodness. If your mind is going to win in this society, in this era now, you got to make sure that you want whatever you want in the timing of God. You be careful for nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication, which is making your request known, is to humbly. When you have that word supplication means to act humbly, praying earnest to God with submission. He said, now, when you pray, you got to have the right, you got to have the right posture to God. God, we humbly come before you. We say yes to you. That's that supplication. And with thanksgiving. He said, sounds like to me, in this text it says, if your mind is thinking right, first of all, you got to act in prayer, you got to act humbly, you got to be earnest, and you got to give God praise. Then you let your request be known. So many times people come to God, they don't thank him before they come, they don't come in the right, you know, they come in this like bodacious, arrogant, you know, spirit as if though, God, I'm your child. He already knows that. Yes, he is. We are his children. There's nothing wrong with saying it, but you got to have the right posture when you say it. You don't come to God like you some little spoiled brat and you deserve something. He's already given us the best gift when he gave his only begotten son. Then his son turns around and gives his life. There's nothing greater that he can give you than what he's already given us. It says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer, number one, and supplication, humility, and earnest, number two, number three, thanksgiving. Then let your requests be made known unto God. So many times the answer to him is because we didn't even come right with the principle. Then it says, watch this, verse 7 and verse 8. This is the key, and I'm closing after this. I got to go to verse 6 again. Be careful for nothing. Don't be anxious. Don't want nothing too early. Make sure that you're not trying to get something from God for the wrong reason. But in everything by prayer, got to get by prayer, and supplication. I got to make sure I act humbly, praying earnestly to God with submission unto God, or whatever your will is, with thanksgiving. Then when you let your request be made known unto God, verse 7 says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now watch this. I'm going to give you a major nugget. Reason why so many people right now don't have peace is because they didn't follow the principles of having peace from God. First of all, you trust the process of God. Be careful or anxious for nothing. God has a way. God has a time. He has a process. I got to keep myself in prayer and supplication. I got to stay humble. No arrogance, no pride, humility. And I got to keep that praise in my mouth. Then I'll let my request be made known to God because I came to him humbly. I came to him with thanksgiving. I came to him with prayer. I came to him with praise. And I say, God, I'm going to trust your timing. I'm not going to be so anxious until I'm willing to get ahead of your timing. He says, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, then peace now has the assignment to keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. But if you want what you want when you want it, in the time you want it, and you turn around and trying to give God a deadline, well, God, I'll trust you until Friday. After Friday, I got to do something. Okay? Now you're anxious. In prayer, rather than praying about it, you talking to people sometimes who don't even believe in praying about things from God. And with supplication, and then you're not giving God thanksgiving, true praise. The only time you really praise him is afterwards. You never praise him coming to him. You never praise him in the problem. You never really praise him when the test is going on. But if you can do what the principles by which God has said, he said, I'll release my peace unto you. This peace will pass all understanding. You have the knowledge of what you understand, but I'll give you a peace that will keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. So you'll be able to rest at night. You'll be able to go to sleep. You won't be living in fear, anxiety, and stress, because you trust in God through the process. You prayed about it. You asked God humbly. You asked him earnestly. You gave him praise for it. And he'll release that peace that's going to keep your heart. And then I'm going to tell you what happens. People will equate your peace to not caring. They want you all hyped. They want you all up in drama. They want you, you know, kicking, screaming, yelling, and you just chilling. Because, see, you already talked to God about this. You told God that, God, I'm trusting your timing. You've already said, well, thanksgiving to God, we let my request be made known. And the peace of God gonna keep your heart and your mind. It's the peace of God that's keeping many of us in this pandemic when the deaths are happening daily. And then the Bible says, finally. When he says finally, get this, brethren. And that's not just based on gender as a male. That's for the body of Christ. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just or right, whatsoever things are pure, no contamination, no motive, no deceit, no confusion, no discord, no anger, no hatred, whatsoever things are lovely, things that work right, whatsoever things are of good report, positivity. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, if there's anything to praise about, you need to think on these things. And let me read it another way. Let me read it from the interpretation of Pastor Jonathan McKnight. Finally, my brother, what things are not lies? What things are not made up to seem true, but deceit is with it? Honest. What things are just, the way you handle it right. What things are pure, no motive, no deceit, no wicked intent. Pure. What things are lovely, character. What things are of good report, testimony, and giving praise to God. No scandal, no drama, no mess. If there be anything to feel good about, if there's anything we need to be praising about, these need to be the things that we're thinking on. So I ain't got time to think on no lies. I ain't got time to be dealing with dishonest people. I don't have time to deal with people who ain't treating other people right. Or I don't have time to be thinking about who's not pure, who's evil, who's wicked. I don't have time to think about people handling folks wrong. I ain't got time to hear about garbage, mess, contamination, cesspool mind mentality. That's why you can't get a real praise, because you done thought about too many other things that ain't right. And don't tell me you're thinking wrong and feeling the anointing. Don't tell me God giving you revelation and your mind is not even right about God, about God's people. We got to make sure we think right so we can be in a place of survival. Because once you start thinking wrong, your life headed in the wrong direction. Once that unforgiveness, that hatred, jealousy, discord, gossip, once you start thinking about that, you ain't gonna have no peace. And your heart and your mind will not be kept. That's the scripture. Somebody could be working evil against you and want you to fail. But if you keep your mind in perfect peace by keeping your mind stayed on him, there's no way you're gonna lose your mind. Because you're thinking right. And God has renewed your mind to move in the right direction. If ever before you need to be not conformed to this world, because this world is, let me say it like this, it's messed up, jacked up, and wrong. Things that the scripture are telling this world not to do, this world is going against openly, publicly, and rebelliously against the word of God. And anybody that does that consistently with no remorse, there's nothing good that can come from that. That's the word of God. Now, you got to know how to think. We need renewed mind. We're so faddish. We can't be led by God's Spirit because we have carnal people by whom which we admire. I'm going to say something I never said on a prayer call since I've been doing them. There's no way that Christians should have demonic heroes, satanic mentors. There's nothing that they're doing that's glorifying God, but yet you admire them so well. Your mind not right. What we got to do is we have to make sure that we get our mind renewed. Sometimes there's stuff come to your mind, and you have, the Bible says we have to pull down those strongholds, cast down those wicked imaginations, and everything that exalts itself in God, we got to bring it up under subjection and captivity. Getting ready to pray for you. Getting ready to pray with you. We need our minds to be renewed. We need to take pride, man. You got to think that if your money low, he's still going to supply your need and you ain't got to do nothing wrong to get it. You got to think that if the doctor say, you know what, bad, overdone, start playing, you got to still have your mind right. Believe that by Jesus' stripes we are healed. God, we thank you for this night and this teaching. It's thought-provoking. We honor and we praise your holy name, that because of who you are, we bless your name. We come to you tonight in the posture of humility, in the mindset of faith, trusting you, believing you, and counting on you. There are so many situations, God, that need help and need divine attention. God, those that are in Lebanon, those that are in third world countries, those that are in other places, they're suffering from lack and hunger, tragedy, terrorism, evil, plots and schemes. Those who are up on the regions and territories of witchcraft and satanic worship, I bind it in the name of Jesus. God, tonight, we need you in America. We need you in the Caribbean. We need you all over the world. We need you, oh God. We need you in Haiti. We need you in Jamaica. We need you in the Bahamas. We need you in Trinidad. We need you in the Dominican Republic. We need you in Cuba. We need you in Germany, in Africa, Russia, China, Japan, Australia. We need you in Lebanon. We need you everywhere. And I'm asking you tonight to release your holy power, your holy name. Great is the Lord and greatly is he to be praised. God, I'm asking you tonight. Many people lost loved ones today. Many lost loved ones yesterday. Some of them lost loved ones last week. And I'm asking you to heal, deliver, and set free. Let God arise and all thy enemies be scattered. We're thankful unto you, God. For great is the Lord, and greatly is he to be praised. I'm asking you tonight to help us in our thinking. We come to you with humility. We come to you in faith. But God, we ask you, oh God, to order our thoughts and God, give us the power to cast down all of those evil and wicked things that try to bring suggestions in life. We bind the spirit of suicide. We come against every demonic force of the enemy. And we speak by your spirit and by your power that new season and new doors are being opened as I yet speak. Thank you, God, that our help comes from you. Bless families, bless households, bless marriages, bless children. Bless our school system, God. Bless our children, our teachers, our administrators, and every person that's working in the educational system. Cover them. Cover our children from this virus and cover the adults from this virus. And God, those people, oh my God, who are just trying to usurp their authority without thinking about life. Now, God, I know who you are. I know not everything, but I know how you work. Man cannot run nothing that God doesn't want him to. Now, I just believe that you're about to do something powerful to send a message to man that he needs to acknowledge you in all his ways. I pray for salvation. I pray for victory. I pray for resources. I pray for peace. I pray for favor. I pray for wisdom. I pray for healing over every sick body, mind, soul, and spirit, over those who are living in torment and abandonment and fear. We come against it now. We speak, oh God, against all the addictions of drugs and prescription drugs and every addiction that's unwanted, every stronghold that's being inflicted by Satan. We cancel it in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you, oh God, tonight for salvation and victory. We thank you for right thinking. We thank you for a peaceful mind. We thank you for proper rest. We thank you, God, for wellness. We thank you, God, for health. We thank you for wealth. We thank you for victory, and we thank you for answers. And God, we don't think right so we can speak right and have the right faith. And we decree and we declare that it's done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. I want you to not only think positive, I want you to speak positive. And I want you to think right. Sometimes you have to let the devil know you're not a garbage disposal. You cling to the word of God. I speak the spirit of success. My prayer for you is that God will bless you, that God will bless your family, that you will use wisdom and guidance and direction, and most of all, remember, death and life is in the power of your tongue, and think right and speak right so God can get the glory. Have 6 a.m. prayer. this week, we believe God for greater. Be blessed. Be safe. God bless you, Pastor Jonathan Mealy.